Well, we are here on a wonderful Friday night in Two Men. And we are going to be looking at two lectures on prayer. Now, I have also given lectures on prayer in St. Petersburg. And in Pushkin. So all of these lectures I'm giving come together. So the best thing to do is to get the flash drive and listen to all of the lectures on prayer. Now, I'm not going to teach you how to put together a prayer workbook. A notebook. Pastor Avil has the daily devotional workbook on how to do that. And it's in Russian. And if you complete it, you get a Bible. So some of you here have completed it. Has anyone here done yeah, you have. I ain't got the Bible. So I'm not going to do that because that material is available for you. You just ask Pastor Revia for it. But we will be looking at some other aspects of prayer. And then on Sunday, I will be speaking on why God does not answer prayer. And Pastor Avil, will you tell them about the Sunday evening service?
Воскресное богослужение проходит по адресу улица Сургутская, дом 11, корпус 3, в 5:30 вечера, 17:30.
Well, we're going to do two 45-minute lectures.
У нас сейчас будет по 45 минут два занятия.
We'll have a break between each one.
Сделаем небольшой перерыв в середине.
And then we will release you.
И дадим, а потом мы вас отпустим.
And I can stop.
И я заставлю тебя остановиться.
When this rings,
вот как только зазвонит,
I stop.
Я сразу
Excellent. So, having said that, let's stand and ask God to bless
Давайте
His holy word. O Lord God, this is your holy word. We are your servants. Give us understanding that we might know your testimonies. You have prayed, O Lord, sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth. Use your holy word. Use your word that is eternal. Use your word that contains no error. Use it to set us apart to your service and glory. Show us great and mighty things which we do not know. The sower sows the word. Let not your word go out and return empty.
И пускай твое слово не вернется тщетно, не останется тщетно.
Accomplish that purpose for which you are sending it out.
Пускай оно достигнет той цели, в которой ты его посылаешь.
Accomplish that purpose for which you have gathered us together this evening.
И чтобы сегодня собравшись здесь, твое слово также достигло цели.
Give us good soil, O Lord.
Дай нам плодородную почву в сердце.
Plow up now the hard ground of our hearts. May your seed send roots downward and bear fruit upward. Protect us from Satan who will snatch your word. Protect us from a wrong reaction to difficulties. These make our hearts hard and unresponsive. Protect us from worldly cares which choke your word. Rather, may it bear fruit in our lives. Unsheathe now the sword of your Spirit, O Lord. Cut to the dividing point of soul and spirit. Judge the thoughts and the intentions of each gathered here. Spread your word before us as a banquet table, O Lord. Grant grace that we might drink of the sweet milk of your doctrines. Grant grace that we might eat of the rich meat of your
doctrines.
Give us the heart of the prophet who called to you. Your words were found and I did eat them.
Как пророк, который сказал, я нашел свое слово и съел его.
Your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart.
И слово твое было сладким в устах моих.
I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.
Молюсь во имя Господа нашего.
O Lord, we live in a dark and a wicked age.
Мы живем в очень темное и слабое время.
Broad is the way and many are on it, which leads to destruction. Make your word a lamp to our feet. Make your word a light to our path. Show us the narrow way you would have us walk. And as we run in the path of your commandments, enlarge our hearts.
И в исполнении Твоих заповедей расширь наше сердце.
As we love you more, may we obey you more.
И дай нам, так же, как мы больше любим Тебя, больше быть послушными Тебе.
Make your word to us a mirror, O Lord.
Чтобы Твое слово было зеркалом для нас.
Grant grace that we would not be as those who look and forget.
Чтобы мы не были подобны человеку, который смотрит в зеркало и забывает свое отражение.
Make us active doers, not forgetful listeners.
Да, сделай нас исполнителями слова, а не забывчивыми слушателями.
O Lord, because we are your servants.
Потому что, Господь, мы твои слуги.
Because of our undying love to your Son, our resurrected Savior.
Чтобы мы делали это из нашей любви к своему Сыну, распятому и воскресшему.
We pledge to you total submission to your holy word.
Мы хотим полностью подчиниться твоему святому слову.
And we pledge to you unquestioning obedience to all of its commands.
И подчиняться без разговоров твоему слову и твоим заповедям.
In the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray.
Мы молимся во имя нашего Господа и Спасителя Иисуса Христа.
Аминь. Thank you. May be seated.
Спасибо, можете садиться.
Well, we are going to have a good time in the Word this morning.
Надеюсь, мы хорошо проведем время в размышлении над Словом в это вечернее время.
We are going to look at prayer.
Сегодня будем рассматривать молитву.
But first, we are going to look at some foundational doctrines behind prayer.
Но вначале мы обсудим некоторые доктрины, которые стоят в основании молитвы.
Now, who can tell me what this is?
Итак, вот на что похожа эта картинка?
Can you guess what this is?
Угадали уже? Мозг.
Brain. Oh, brain!
Oh.
Yeah.
Да.
See? That's because my wife drew it.
Это потому что моя жена рисовала.
Teaching at the seminary and the Christian University in St. Petersburg, I would draw it. No one would guess.
Потому что если бы я что-то нарисовал, вы бы точно не поняли, что.
That's all right. Thank you, Eleanor. Oh, I would also like to recognize Julia, who is translating.
И вот я сегодня буду переводить.
As you all know, I usually will not use a woman as a translator. Pavel is out of town at a wedding. But Yulia is the wife of Pastor Reveal. He is here. Plus, I've known her since she was a little schoolgirl. She's younger than my daughters. So I think this will be okay. With the exception. So, our brain. That symbolizes conviction. Hebrews 11:1. Now, we have two great churches represented here. Of course, the Presbyterian Church. And they believe in predestination. And the Baptist Church, they believe in free will. So, I have ordination in both churches. So, I always ask my first question as a Baptist. Who would like to read the verse? If no one says anything, I become a Presbyterian and we find out who was predestined. So either way, the verse gets read. No problem. We live in complete harmony. Okay, no problem. Okay, Hebrews 11:1. Who would like to read Hebrews 11:1? Who would like to read? Okay, Kirill. Yeah. Faith is the conviction. Yeah. By faith. Faith, we do not have faith apart from convictions. Faith is based on knowledge. And the prayer of faith must be based on knowledge. A great damage has been done by faith being, by prayer being based on zeal. Romans 10:2 by zeal.
Многие, как сказать, пустые молитвы могут произноситься с сомнением, но без основания.
Romans 10, verse 2.
Римлянам 10:2.
Pastor Sergei. Romans 10, verse 2.
Ибо свидетельствую им, что имею древность по Богу, по Боге, но не по рассуждению.
Zeal without knowledge is very dangerous.
Рассуждение без рассуждения очень опасная штука.
And that is what happens with our brothers and sisters in the Pentecostal church.
Это мы можем наблюдать в церкви у пятидесятников.
In the charismatic church. And in many other churches.
И еще некоторые.
They have great zeal.
У них большое рвение.
They pray very with much excitement.
Они с таким воодушевлением молятся.
They think they have faith.
И они думают, что у них очень большая вера.
But their faith lacks knowledge.
Но в их вере нет знания.
So faith without knowledge is very dangerous.
Итак, вера без знаний очень опасна.
In order to become a Christian, you must know certain things. That's why when somebody says, Jesus appeared to me and I became a Christian, that is not true. If that was true, we would just take pictures of Jesus
and
walk around showing them to people. Now, God can use a cataclysmic or spontaneous event to get your attention. The prodigal son and the pigs. Paul on the road to Damascus. But for a person to become a Christian, they must know facts about the gospel.
Но тем не менее, любой любой христианин, у него должно быть убежденность в отношении Евангелия, знание.
And so confusing mysticism with prayer is very dangerous.
А вот этот мистицизм в отношении молитвы очень опасен.
Prayer is based on knowledge. We know certain things about prayer, about God, and that shapes our prayers. You see, what you believe, your convictions, that shapes your perspective. Your perspective shapes your priorities.
А ваше уже видение, оно формирует приоритеты, ваши поступки.
Let's give an example.
Например.
Okay. Now Victor comes to the meeting.
Виктор пришел на встречу.
He believes tonight someone will try to kill him.
И он верит в то, что сегодня кто-нибудь попытается его убить.
That's his conviction.
Это его исповедание.
Now, that will change how he sees the events.
И это изменит его видение, восприятие реальности.
What will you think about the food?
Что вы думаете о еде? Как вы
думаете? Poison.
Отравленное.
Maybe, most of it.
Может быть.
Now we have visitors.
И у нас есть гости.
Maybe assassins.
Может быть, кто-то тоже что-то.
Может быть.
Плохое
слушает.
Да, или окно.
Maybe sniper.
Может быть, снайпер.
Может быть.
Может быть.
Because he believes someone is going to try to kill him. He sees everything like that.
Он верит в это и видит
his priorities.
И из этого складывает его приоритеты.
He will not eat anything.
Он не будет есть.
He will not meet the guests.
И не будет общаться с гостями.
He will sit in the corner.
В угол.
Everything he does.
Все, что он делает, будет основано на его убеждениях, на его убеждениях.
Let's take another conviction.
Давайте другой пример используем.
That God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
Вы верите в то, что Господь любит вас, и у него есть удивительный план для вашей жизни.
Now how will you see things?
Теперь как нам все будет видеть?
Food?
Еда?
What a blessing!
Ох, как здорово!
God has blessed us with food.
Бог благословил нас едой.
And we're eating together. Christian fellowship. New people.
Новые люди.
Oh, I'm a Christian brother.
Здорово, христианский
брат. What can I learn from him?
Я рад его знать.
Wonderful. Fellowship, this window,
окно,
oh, God's creation, what a blessing, the apartment, what a blessing. You see, the exact same situation, the exact same food, window, people, everything the same. But the priorities, 100% different, huh? Based on conviction. So our convictions concerning prayer, they can place this here or way over here. All because of wrong convictions. So what we believe is very important. See, in the Bible, our convictions are faith. Yeah. Perspective, the biblical word is hope.
Hope.
Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, please. And we will look at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17. Through 20. Now, every once in a while, one of the children has raised their hands to read. I will be happy for you to read. But you have to have already found the verse.
Okay?
So, who would like to read Hebrews 7, 17 through 20? Okay. Evidently, Victor, you were predestined to read this. Because you are now going to read it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 through 20. Now, when I call out a verse, everybody should turn to it.
No,
because you don't know who
is
going to be called. Alright, Victor.
Поэтому и Бог, желая яснее показать наследникам обетования неправедность своей воли, употребил посредством клятву, чтобы в двух непреложных вещах, в которых невозможно Богу солгать, твердое утешение имели мы, рвевшие взяться за прилежащую надежду, которая для души есть как бы якорь безопасный и крепкий, и входит во внутреннее, во внутреннейшее завесу. Куда предтечий за нас пошел Иисус, сделавшись первосвященником наверх, почему не усердно.
Now, by faith, we have conviction of unseen realities.
По вере у нас есть с вами уверенность, убежденность в невидимом. Уверенность в невидимом.
Western philosophy says seeing is believing.
Западная философия учит нас, что видение, то есть то, что мы видим, оно определяет нашу веру.
God, the Holy Spirit teaches us,
а Дух Святой,
by believing, we can see.
Что по вере мы можем видеть.
We walk by faith, not by sight. We make decisions based on convictions, not on feelings. A man comes to me. I don't know what happened. I quit loving my wife. I started loving my secretary. I don't know what to do. I say, it's very easy. Ephesians 5:25. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. So, all the things you were doing to your secretary, do those to your wife. All the things you're saying to your secretary, say those to your wife. And fire your secretary. Problem solved.
Да?
It is very important what we believe. Do we believe the Bible or our feelings? Well, that's true in marriage. And it is true in prayer. Very important. Well, hope is living in those realities of the Bible. What does Hebrews 6 say? That you lay hold of the hope set before you. You lay hold of the hope set before you. Yeah. It says the hope is an anchor. An anchor. And it's like the anchors in heaven. And we hold on to that rope of the anchor. And we make decisions as if everything the Bible says is true. By faith we are able to see and believe. By hope we live our daily life as if it's true.
Надежда позволяет нам проживать сегодняшний день, веря, что это все истина.
Now, biblical hope is different from Western hope.
Библейская надежда отличается от надежды, которая в западной философии.
Now, Western philosophy, hope is something that may or may not happen.
В западной философии надежда это то, что может случиться, а может и не случиться.
A child says, "I hope my father will give me a bicycle for my birthday." He's asked his father for the bicycle. But he doesn't know if his father will give him.
Yeah.
That's hope according to Western philosophy. That is not biblical hope. Biblical hope is living as if it's true. You asked your father for a bicycle. He let you pick out the bicycle. You saw him buy the bicycle. Now, the bicycle is hidden.
And it will be brought out for your birthday. Maybe in the trunk of a car. Maybe at a friend's house. But your hope is in your father, that he's a good man. That he's not going to play a terrible joke on you. That is biblical. We are not hoping we will go to heaven.
Мы с вами не просто надеемся, что попадем на небеса.
Our hope is an anchor.
Наша надежда — это
яхта. We have anchored our hope in Christ.
Мы уже якорь забросили, нашу надежду во Христе.
And our hope is in Christ.
Наша надежда во Христе.
And we are living our life as if Christ is good God.
И мы проживаем жизнь так, как будто Христос
loving God,
любящий Бог,
and we are going to go to heaven.
И мы все попадем на небеса.
We are not hoping God will let us into heaven.
Надеемся, что вот может быть он отпустит меня.
We know God is going to heaven.
Мы уже это знаем.
And therefore we live a life of hope.
И вот такая убежденность, она позволяет нам жить по-другому.
Big difference, isn't it?
Разные вещи.
Many people live their life by Western faith.
Очень многие люди живут по западной философии.
I believe it when I see it.
Я верю тогда, когда я вижу.
No, we live by biblical faith.
А мы живем по библейской вере.
What we see, we interpret by our faith.
То, что мы видим, мы оцениваем в свете нашей веры.
Many people live out their lives in Western hope.
А там люди живут в соответствии с западной философией.
I hope God is good.
Ой, я надеюсь, Бог хороший.
I hope the Bible's true.
Надеюсь, Библия истинная.
I hope I get to go to heaven.
Надеюсь,
that is not the biblical word. We place our hope in God. Jesus Christ did rise from the dead. God the Holy Spirit has protected the Bible. We are sealed with the Spirit. We are going to heaven.
И мы все идем на небеса.
That allows us to set our priorities.
И из этого формируются наши приоритеты.
In biblical terms, priorities are love.
И в переносе на библейский термин,
Western philosophy, love is something that happens to you.
Западная философия, любовь — это что-то, что с тобой происходит.
And you wait for it to happen.
И ты ждешь, что это с тобой случится.
And you have no control over it.
И ты не можешь ее контролировать.
Biblical word love is something you do.
Это что-то, что ты делаешь.
Ephesians 5:33. Husbands, love your wives.
Мужья, любите твою жену.
They say, well, my wife is not a good wife.
А он говорит, ну, жена у меня не такая же хорошая.
It doesn't matter.
А это не имеет значения.
Romans 5:8. God showed his love for you that when you were a sinner, Christ died for you. You did not do anything to earn Christ's love. When you were the worst person you will ever be in your whole life, that's when Christ loved you. And we're to love our wives the same way. When she is the worst woman she will ever be, that's when we love her. And love is something that God, Christ did for us. He died for us. And we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And we sacrifice and even die for her. Love is something we do. Yeah. Well, it is same in our relationship with God. John 14:15. Okay, I'll ask this sister to read. No? Yep. This sister, who would like to read? John 14:15. Svetlana? John 14:15. Or so? Kirill? John 14:15. John 14:15. Kirill, John 14:21. Reveal John 14:23 and Victor
John 14:24.
Okay.
So let's look at these. Okay, John
14:15:15.
If you love Jesus, what will you do? You'll obey. Love is something we do. What if you don't feel like obeying? You still obey. It is something you do. John 14:21.
А кто любит меня, тот возлюблен будет отцом моим, и я возлюблю его и явлюсь ему сам.
John 14:23.
Иисус сказал ему в ответ: кто любит меня, тот соблюдает слово мое, и отец мой возлюбит его, и мы придем к нему и обитель у него сотворим.
Do you get the feeling Jesus is repeating himself?
Вы у вас уверены, что Иисус повторяет одно и то же?
He says the same thing three times. If you love me, you will obey me. John 14:24.
Не любящий меня не соблюдает слов моих. Слово же, которое вы слышите, не есть мое, но пославшего меня Отца.
If you don't love him,
а если не любите,
what happens?
Что тогда происходит?
You don't obey him.
Вы не слушаете.
See, love, we do not get to decide love based on our feeling.
То есть любовь это не то, что определяет нашими чувствами.
The person receiving the effect defines it.
В данном случае он требует любви.
Here, Kirill, stand up, please.
Кирилл, встань, пожалуйста.
Now, in Houston, it's very hot.
Очень жарко.
And we have beautiful beach.
И у нас есть прекрасный
the ocean,
пляж на Мексиканском заливе.
So people go down there,
люди идут
they туда. Lie from Russia,
допустим, из России приезжают,
and they lie on the sand, and what happens, Rudeel? They get sunburned, don't they?
Допустим,
and then they put on lots of sunscreen.
Слишком много
because they're not used to the heat.
Потому что они слишком белокожие.
And then their friend comes up to them.
И вдруг из них подходит друг.
Pats them on the back.
И хлопает по спине.
And they go, ow!
И он вот так
that говорит, hurt.
Больно вообще-то?
And I say,
а
no,
говорю,
it didn't hurt.
Да ничего не больно.
It's just a pat. What's wrong with you? That could hurt. You know, I get to decide if it hurts. No, the person gets to decide. It's true in marriage. It's true in our relationship with God. We do not get to decide what it means to love God. We can have all of the zeal, all of the excitement, all of the good heart, and not be loving God. Now, I like surprises. I like surprise parties. I don't want to know what I'm getting for my birthday. Or Christmas. Even if I don't like it, at least it's a surprise. And lots of people. Now, many times opposites are attracted to each other. My wife does not like surprises. And I let her tell me what she wants for her gift. And she does not like big crowds. So early in our marriage, I rented a room. Got all our friends together. I called Eleanor on the phone. You have to come very quickly. What's wrong? Oh, I can't tell you. Just please come.
So,
she doesn't change her hair. She's been cleaning the house. She quick comes to the room. Everybody yells, "Surprise!" I could see in her face she was not happy. Now, she was very nice about it. But I was doing to her what I would want if I was her. But am I her?
No.
No, I'm not. And that is a big mistake people make in marriage. They love their spouse as if their spouse were them. But we must become a student of our spouse and find out what they like. And can't be mad at your wife because she doesn't lie. You can't be mad at your wife because she is not you. She is her. So you find out about her. Well, it's the same in our relationship with God. We can be doing these things for God, but they're not pleasing Him at all. To please God, we must know what He desires and obey Him. That is true in prayer. Yeah. But some people don't love God, they love worship. They don't love God, they love prayer. They don't love God. They love mysticism and excitement. So it doesn't matter what the Bible says. They are going to pray in a certain way anyway. But you know, any non-Christian can do this, can't they? The Muslims pray. The Hindus pray. Do pagans in Africa pray to demons? Yeah, the issue is not prayer. The issue is Christian prayer. Big difference. And the thing that makes Christian prayer different from all other prayers is what we know, not what we do. That's very important. So, faith, love, hope,
вера, надежда, любовь,
conviction, perspective, priority. So our priorities should be based on the Word of God. So, what are these things that we have to know? Well, the first thing, the nature of God. I have a relative who was a seminary student. And he was taking a hymnology course. Worship. And he noticed many of the old worship songs emphasized the Holy Trinity. Many of the modern worship songs never mention the Holy Trinity. In fact, they don't even mention the name of Jesus. And could almost be a love song to a person. I'm going to show my age. I'm going to show how old I am. The Beatles. George Harrison. He wrote a song, My Sweet Lord. Many people thought he was a Christian. It was written to the Hindu god Krishna. Hindus use Lord. Muslims use Lord. Mormons use Lord. Jehovah's Witnesses use Lord. Buddhists use Lord. Lord, you know, It must be more than a word. To pray correctly, we must know things about the nature of God. The Holy Trinity is very important. So he went around to the large churches in his city, asking the worship leaders this question. What is the role of the Holy Trinity in your church worship? And they said, there is no role. Said, we don't, I, they said, I don't even know if I could understand the Holy Trinity. That's not important. We just worship Jesus. But that's a big problem. Turn with me to Matthew 7. There is a modern worship song. And this is the chorus. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you pray. As long as you say Jesus. But that's not true. It does matter. Matthew 7, 22 and 23. 22, 23. Pastor Reveal.
Многие скажут мне в тот день, Господи, Господи, не Твоего ли имени мы пророчествовали, и не Твоим ли именем бесов изгоняли, и не Твоим ли именем многие чудеса творили? И тогда объявлю им, я никогда не знал вас, отойдите от меня, делающие беззаконие.
Were these people saying, Lord?
Говорили эти люди, обращались к Господу?
Were they doing things in the name of Jesus?
Делали разные вещи во имя Господа?
Were they Christians?
Были ли они
христианами?
Нет.
We must know the nature of God in order to pray. Number two. The sufficiency of Christ. He is sufficient. The sufficiency of Christ. The sufficiency of Christ. That is very important. If you do not believe in the sufficiency of Christ, you will be praying for the wrong things. Number three. The authority of the Word of God. That is very important. If we cannot agree on the authority of the Word of God, then everybody gets to do what they want to do. And that is the problem we have in the church today. After you become a Christian, do you need anything else? Is Christ sufficient? Satan has many people who are Christians still looking. See, that's great victory for him. It's like you're taking a university course. And in the university course, you have a textbook. And the test is going to be on the textbook. And the professor says to you, everything is in here. But you have an enemy. And he tells you, no, there is another textbook, and you must find that, because that's what the test will be on. And so you spend all the time looking for something that doesn't exist. That's a great victory for your enemy, and you will fail the test. So that is what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to be looking for something that doesn't exist, rather than spending time in prayer. The Word of God. Deuteronomy 29:29. Let's look at this verse. Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. Who would like to read that? Who would like to read? Okay. Tala? Deuteronomy 29.
Сокрытое принадлежит Господу, Богу нашему, а открытое нам и сынам нашим до века, чтобы мы исполняли все слова закона сего.
Where are the secret things?
В чем секрет?
Hey, Tala, we'll let you read now, Tala. Read Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30, verse 11 and
12. Она не дышит, чтобы можно было говорить, кто вас зашел бы для нас в небо, и нам бы ее нам, и дал бы нам услышать ее любви, и помнить бы ее.
And Кирилл, verse 14.
Кирилл, 14.
Весьма близко к тебе слово сие, оно в устах твоих и сердце твое, чтобы исполнять его.
Are there any secret things?
Есть ли что-то сокрытое от нас?
No.
Да нет.
For us there are no secret things.
Ничего нет сокрытого.
To whom do the secret things belong?
Кому принадлежит сокрытое?
To God.
Богу принадлежит.
But for Christians, there are no secret things. There's not the secret of prayer.
Никаких секретов нет в молитве.
The secret of spiritual power.
Секрет какого-то силы.
The secret of wealth.
Секрет благополучия.
The secret of miracles.
Секрет чудес.
If you see a conference.
Если вы видите конференцию.
The secret of.
Там, допустим, секрет там.
Don't go.
Не ходите.
There are no secrets for us.
Никакого секрета нет.
Everything is given in the Word of God. But that's a great victory for Satan, isn't it? Rather than studying the Word of God, we are looking for mystical secrets. Number four. The responsibility of the disciple. Disciple.
Ответственность учеников.
Some people will say, let go and let God.
Некоторые говорят, отпусти,
you don't have to pray.
Не надо молиться.
Just let the Holy Spirit pray through you.
Пускай Дух Святой сквозь тебя молится.
But that's not true.
Но это неправда.
And lastly, the return of Christ.
Возвращение Христа.
We pray with this in view.
Мы молимся в ожидании.
Christ may return at any time.
Что Христос может вернуться в любое время.
So these are the basic convictions.
Это наши основные предпринимания.
And we're going to take a break.
Сейчас у нас будет большой
перерыв. Then we're going to develop each one.
И потом мы будем помогать друг другу развиваться.
Thank you.